Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
You know what? I feel your pain on this one. It is the middle of the year. Petrol, I don't know if you got the memo, going up again.
Darren, someone said that to me and I was just like, no.
So much has changed. Like, I remember pre-2020 when we would go, you know, petrol prices going up by 19 cents. You'd be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, it's now gone up like four times more than a rand, two rand at a time. It's again, another word, unprecedented.
It's unprecedented, yeah. And the way that it's affecting absolutely everything.
Well, that's what...
Everything.
Yeah, so that's what happens.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, because anything that gets transported works in the transport cost.
Online shopping, actual travel.
Yeah.
Just life in general.
And then there's a supply chain issue. And you know how supply and demand works. The more there is a demand, the more expensive something is. So it's expensive already. Then you add on top of that petrol price increase is even more expensive. Then you add on top of that, you getting to and from it is going to be more expensive. Then you add on top of that, we have inflation or pseudo hyperinflation post-pandemic. So everything's costing more. It was going to cost more before the petrol price increase. And then, when was the last time you or anyone you know got a raise?
And it has to be a substantial raise because, and I saw this yesterday, it was a statistic. It was coming out from the States, but I mean, we can definitely use it here, saying that unless you've got at least an 11 or 12% increase now, you are taking a pay cut while everything else around you gets more expensive. You're doing the same job for way less of the money in general because of how much everything else is going.
And I know that as South Africans, we kind of feel guilty about asking for a raise because we see the unemployment rate. So we go, listen, at least I've got a job. Why am I asking for more?
So
we feel guilty even though like 90% of people have spent 90% of their paycheck 2 or 3 days after it's been paid.
And we're not getting any price cuts for our home, even though we don't have electricity and or water some of the time.
So we were there. I was chatting to Elsie at the Queen Soup Kitchen yesterday, and she said that it's changed in that before it was clearly homeless people coming for food, but now it's families, entire families
struggling
that have lost. Everyone in the family has lost work. There, whatever money they do make, they just want to keep the roof over their house.
Yeah,
and they're walking with the family a couple of kilometers just to get a hot meal. It's a lot of people.
And we still got the people at the top, who are taking more than is necessary and not really sharing.
Makes me so angry.
So we're in a situation now where we need to go and put our our caps in our hands and ask for more. Like, please, sir, can I have some more? Except I think we need to state, not so much ask, Darren. That's where we're at right now. It's statement, not a question.
Now, at the best of times, I don't know how to start this conversation. So in this climate, and in actual fact, what you're doing is you need to ask for a raise just to be able to make ends.
To live, yeah.
Yeah, just to
make ends. Not because you want to go on holiday.
So I need the hacks. Yeah. What are the hacks from the moment you walk in or approach or email? I don't know. But what is the best advice that you could give us to give to everyone when asking for a raise from your boss?
Sure.
Please let us know. 061.
Please.
Whatever. Keep it nice and short. Let us know who you are.
I think the best way to ask your boss for an increase is just keep all your petrol flips.
Firstly, I'd like to say is if you are worthy of an increase, put your big boy panties on and go and ask. You shouldn't know your worth when you're about to leave the company. They should know your worth now.
It's Kevin from Phoenix. The way I used to ask my boss for a raise was I used to tell him that I'm leaving the very next day. I used to get to know what increase.
Ah, Kevin.
I was always happy with the increase that you gave me. Thank you.
It seems like there's no tried and tested. It was like there was never a more diverse answer to a simple question.
But we are hearing this. Do not beg. Begging's not going
to
get you.
Seem to work for Kevin.
No, Kevin.
He was like, I'm quitting.
Yeah, it's like when the relationship goes, I'm leaving. No, please stay.
Yeah. That's not a good
relationship. That's not the way to do it.
Well, we've got Ryan on the line. Ryan is in the refrigeration industry. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Doug. Morning, Darren, Kerry.
Morning,
Doug.
Ryan.
What's the hack, Ryan?
Excellent. The hack, you know what? It's self-worth.
Yeah.
You've got to look in the mirror. You've got to say to yourself, am I contributing to the business? Am I putting the work towards the business?
Yeah.
And if you are showing it, approach the boss and say, guys, listen here, this is what I'm making you money.
Yeah.
I'm getting you successfully, and has an increase. You know,
100%.
So Ryan, confidence. What is your position at your work?
So I'm unfortunately the big bad boss.
Oh, you're the boss. Okay, so would this work with you? Yes. If Ryan, someone came to you this morning and said, "This is what I'm doing for this business. This is why I am important." Would you?
So the biggest thing is that, you know, as most people think, bosses always keep an eye on the employees.
Mm.
So we're not just sitting on a yacht or something like that as our wish, but we are looking at the people, and it's about people that are confident and are showing progress in the business. They are using their initiative. They are wanting to grow. They're not just wanting to be someone at the bottom or something like that. Those are the people that we're looking at.
Ryan, so, when was the last time you gave someone an increase?
I gave an increase approximately beginning of January to one of my top technicians.
And if somebody came to you now, June, July, and they were like, my worth is this and I'm not getting it, can you consider a raise now?
Well, so petrol's expensive, boss.
Would you say yes?
I would.
Respect.
Yeah, yeah. If your boss is Ryan, today's the day.
There you go. Go find the Ryan boss in your business and ask for a raise. He is open to it.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.